I'll tell you one man who's very good at tipping them. When he does, they normally perform very well. And arguably, there's no better stable in form at the moment. Patrick Payne has a heap of runners all over the place in the coming week. How are you, Patrick?
Good, thanks, Michael.
I'll start with your Group 1 runner, which is Wings of Song in the Australasian Oaks on Saturday. Who, have you had a horse put as many wins in a row together before in your training career?
No, not at all. No, she went down to Tasmania. She was like, well off of the set weight, and I thought, oh, you know, maybe she's not good, that not any good enough when she gets back to like South Australia, but I think she's improved.
Yeah, is it just the confidence that she's gained from those wins in Tassie?
I would say most likely she's just matured with racing. And Tasmania doesn't do them any harm. Like, they go down there and they train on the beach. The track's always prepared like a soft five, so they always pull up really well. So it doesn't do them any damage, but it just seems that it's like a working holiday for them, toughens them up, and, you know, they seem to, you know, build a lot of confidence from it.
Her win last out in the Auroria was almost arrogant. She was very dominant.
Yeah, I thought exactly the same thing. Like, as I said, like, she wasn't sure whether her form was going to measure up. There was a couple of horses with like Group 2 and 3 form, and I didn't know if she's good enough for that. But I reckon Jake Noonan would have thought that, like, at 300-metre mark, he would have gone, geez, where's this horse come from, you know?
Mm. So out to the 2,000 metres, you're confident that she's going to be just as strong, maybe even better, the further she gets?
I'm not saying she'll get better. Her asset is she can rest and she's got a good turn of foot. I'm not saying she's a real out-and-out stayer, but she's just got this great attitude to help. And she has won over 2,100 metres before, so I would think the 2,000 would be no problem at all.
I know it's considered a lower class Oaks than what we see in Sydney, but what have you got planned for her? Because she just continues to raise the bar.
Yeah, she's had a pretty busy 3-year-old campaign, so I don't think we need to like punish her for being consistent and having ability. So I would say after Saturday, if she pulls up fantastic, we could look at doing a little bit more, but I'd be happy for her to have a rest and then see if she comes back as a 4-year-old. I don't think we need to sort of, you know, as I said, we don't need to push it too far to, or push it over the limit.
Pretty confident?
Confident she's going to run well. Obviously, the New Zealand stayer's got to be respected. We know whether she's going to be as good as those, but, I'm confident she'll get there and she'll run as well as she can.
It's been a happy hunting ground in recent years, Adelaide, for you, and you've certainly loaded the bases. You've got Sione, who looks like she's come back in really good form. She's so consistent, goes around in another of the features, the Queen of the South, in Adelaide on Saturday.
Yeah, she's doing a really good job. She was quite an immature young horse, and she's just kept maturing with racing and time. I wouldn't be surprised if she'll keep getting better as time goes on. Really honest horse. I reckon the 1600 metre Morphula will really suit her. Well, she's not a big horse, but she's got a very long length of stride, I reckon that track will allow her to sort of build momentum and, you know, finish off strongly, I would have thought.
And Flattered, does this 2-year-old go around in the Breeders? She too's obviously been pretty tough, being down to Tassie and back again.
Yep, no, she's really good to deal with. She's a quite a early 2-year-old, and she's already over there. So yep, we're keen to run. And again, I think the 1200 metre Morphula will really suit her, where she can just fit in somewhere. And you know, if the others start feeling the pinch the last 100-200 metres, she's still very strong, mate.
And Bold Soul, he's another one of these horses that you took down to Tassie that just keeps going from strength to strength. He's never missed a place. Won the Derby, the Guineas down there in Tassie, and gee, hit the line really strongly in the Port Adelaide Guineas. Has he improved out of that again?
I was there on Tuesday morning at work, and he worked really well. I'm not saying he's improved, but he definitely hasn't gone backwards. He's definitely gone the right way. He's a bit of a strange horse. I don't know whether it's tempo or he gets a bit lost, but when they quicken up, sometimes he can just drop the bit and look like he's going to go terrible. I think one day in the lead up to Tasmania Derby, he looked like he was a million to one at the 500, but anyway, he ended up winning. He did look something a bit similar in the Guineas last time over there. I would think the 2,000 metre tempo would suit him a bit better, where he can travel a bit easier. And obviously it's going to be a bit stronger field, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's pretty hard to beat, I would have thought.
Yeah, is he a horse that you think is going to relish the Derby distance?
It's a slight question. As I said, he's a little bit on and off the bridle he can race a little bit erratic at time. But if he gets that right, all indications are that he would stay.
So there are your Adelaide runners this week, and you've got a heap of horses entered at Caulfield as well, including Jimmy the Bear. Do we get to see Jimmy back?
Yeah, we're keen to run him in the 1400 metre race. I think he's come back really well. He's had some really solid trials, and he's bounced through them really well. So All the indications are that he's going to have a really good preparation ahead.
Can he win first up?
I haven't seen the final field yet, and where he draws and all that sort of stuff. But from a trader's point of view, the way he's working, he's going to run. He's going to run fantastic. I would have thought.
Gifted Gamer, Lang Park. Do they go around as well?
We'll accept Gifted Gamer in the three-year-old race. It's just a really good prize money race. Whether he's quite good enough, he's definitely not quite good enough to win a Saturday race in town. I'm not sure, but sometimes these races can come up a little bit weaker than that. So we'll just have to wait to see with the final fields.
And there's another interesting runner, which we haven't seen, a Kiwi called Valley King by Mongolian Khan. You've got entered. Is this horse going to make his Aussie debut this weekend?
No, he won't. He needs a bit of soft ground, so just wait for the weather to turn. And I think he's going okay. So as soon as we get some soft ground for him, we'll try and produce him then.
Is he a nice horse?
He's okay. He's just like a plain, non-fuss sort of horse. Doesn't do anything special in his work. His trial's been reasonable. So, I think he's going to be a nice winter time horse, I would have thought.
There's a few listeners who follow your stable very closely. One of them's asking, is the Open going to run in the next few days? See him entered.
Yeah, he doesn't need to wait too long. We're going to accept him for Cranbourne on Friday night.
Should we be backing him?
He's a really forward horse, yeah. I think he's a really honest horse. He does what he can, yeah. I think he's got a good future, and, I couldn't put you off following him.
You're heading to Flemington today. Hard to cross more for Lex. Move for Lex?
Yep, tomorrow.
They're
in good order. Hard to cross. He seems to have come back really well. Maybe he wants a shade further than that. Move for Lex, we've always had a lot of time for him. Since he got gelded, he just lost his way a little bit. But I think we've got him back on track now. I think he'll run really well at the mile, but he'd be more dominant when he gets to 2,400.
He is a better horse over that 2,000 metres, but he's run well first up in the past, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. He's just, when he gets in behind, he can get a bit complacent and sort of switch off. So the mile is okay for him if the circumstances sort of work out okay for him. But as I said, when he can race up on the speed and control the race from the front in the 2,400 metres, he's more of a betting proposition than I would have thought.
Would he be your best each-way chance out of the two then?
I would say for sure, but with the view, keep following.
Best at Caulfield this Saturday?
It's early, but it's easy. Like Jimmy the Bear, he's a pretty high source. He'll do what he can for you.
And who do you think's your best in Adelaide?
I would think Bold Soul. Getting to the 2,000 metres set weights, the good, really good 3-year-olds haven't arrived yet, I don't think.
How's the team looking towards Warrnambool next week? Will you have many head down there?
Not a hell of a lot. I find it very difficult to win down there. The races are quite strong. There'll be a couple of horses that like soft ground that they'll heading down there. Horses like the Devil and Her, a couple of horses like Avotra Sancho, that they like some soft ground. They'll head down there. Whether they're good enough, we'll have to wait and see the final fields.
Have you got many jumpers at the moment?
No, I haven't. I'm not sure what real reason. Kevin Myers hasn't sent many over. He's keeping them back home for a while. And we haven't sort of sourced too many. I still love jumps racing. So if anything comes along that's sort of racing in the flat that wants to go jump racing, we will. But we're very quiet at Warrnambool this year.
All right. Patrick, good luck over the next week, mate.
Thank you. We'll need it. Cheers.
Patrick Payne joining us there.